As we saw until now, Reb Yudah Anossi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was the one that broke the barrier, so to speak, of Torah Shebaal Peh. And he committed the oral law to writing in the form of a published book that was intended for the masses. During this time, in order to complete the picture of the oral law being committed to writing, we should realize that a number of other major works in writing were prepared, edited, and published, and that all of these works together form the compendium of knowledge upon which the Talmud is built, the Gemara is built. Rav Yudah Anossi is the end of the period of time called Tanoim, which lasts until the year 200. From about the year 200 till about the year 550, we will have the period of time in Jewish history known as the period of the Amoraim. And the Amoraim, both in Israel and in Bavel, are the people who wrote the Gemara. In fact, we could say that the Talmud is a transcription of a tape recording of 350 years of lectures, conversations, stories, discussions that occurred in the yeshivas during that period of time. The Babylonian Talmud took almost 350 years to put together. The Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, is a much shorter duration, only about 60, 65 years after the Mishnah, and therefore it is much smaller. And when we speak of the Talmud or we speak of the Gemara, we are almost invariably speaking about the Babylonian Talmud, and because in all of its immensity, it is the compendium of Torah Shebaal Peh. It is the compendium of the oral law. Now, Rabbi Yehudah Anossi had as a colleague, a student and as a colleague, a man called Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya is one of, one of the fascinating people of the Talmud. He himself originally came from Bavel. And in fact, the word Chiya is like Chaim. It's the same name in a different dialect. And Rabbi Chiya left Bavel, where apparently he was rather well established, and he came to the land of Israel to study at the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehudah Hanossi. And he brought with him his two sons, who are also very famous in the Talmud, Chizkiyahu and Yehuda. Chizkiyahu and Yehuda, who were the two sons of Rabbi Chiya. The Talmud tells us, Rabbi Chiya is held in such esteem, the Talmud tells us that there were a number of renewals of knowledge. And the Talmud tells us Ezra, Hillel, and then the Talmud tells us Rabbi Chiya Uvonov. Rabbi Chiya and his sons were able to restore Jewish knowledge and Jewish study to its rightful place in the world. And their great sacrifice in leaving a comfortable life in Bavel and coming to Eretz Israel to study and be part of the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehudah Anossi is one of the main points in their favor in the Talmud. Now, you have to realize that that is swimming against the stream, against the current, because from the time of the destruction of the Jewish community at the time of Bar Kokhba, let us say from about the year 140 onwards, the Jewish population in Eretz Israel diminishes and continues to diminish. It's almost a straight line graph.